Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Talk of the Town podcast post-match here with assistant manager Carl Durkan, Dunstable Town 1, MK Irish 3. Dirks, it wasn't one of them end-of-season type games. I didn't think it was a 3-1 type of game, mate. We had chances, you know, we had one cleared off the line at the start, we hit the bar. I didn't think it was a 3-1 kind of game, mate. But what's your thoughts as we sit here post-match?
Still trying to digest the game and how it's unfolded. There's some really frustrating bits, and we'll start with those initially. Mason Spence unmarked from a set piece. Wow, really? Are you lot having me on? I'd much rather someone put their hand up and go, yeah, my bad, that's my man, he's got off my shoulder and finished. But when you have that conversation at half time and the group turn around and goes, he's unmarked, I was ready to throw down, if I'm honest. I was really ready to go. I don't think there's a team in the league that would leave Mason Spence unmarked in the box.
Yep.
And that just goes to show our disorganisation from the players within the group. At no point are we taking that responsibility from a management team. Set pieces go up. You mark your players that you need to mark up. And you deal with them as best you can. But to leave him unmarked is a liberty. And he's punished you. Back post, free header from 3 yards out. Mm-hmm. Happy days. Cheers. Thanks.
Yeah. But what did you make of the set piece was, it is what it is. And like you say, you can't leave him unmarked in the box. It's always going to be a goal. But we had moments in the game. Like I say, it's hard to explain this one because it was such a, we just said, me and you chatting in the change room, such a bitty game. Did you think a 3-1 was a fair reflection?
Look, in the big moments of the game, MK Irish are taking their chances, and in the moments of the game that we had within their final third, we've not been as ruthless. When you look at it, is 3-1 a fair reflection? Yeah, I do, because there was chances both ends. They've scored their chances, we haven't. In terms of what went on between both boxes, I think it was a bit of a tug of war. I actually believe it was quite a competitive game of football. We've done our best to disrupt them. We've played well in certain areas to try and combine and link in terms of in and around their shape. So in fairness, you know, from box to box, it's a good game of football, but when it comes down to what happens in both boxes, they've been the better team on the day, quite frankly.
Yeah, just a little mention as well. Some of the people like Danny Webb, literally, I don't think he stopped reading Jose all the time. I don't think he stopped running the whole game. It's so hard for forward players in games like today. You know, you want to get involved, and he got in on goal, and he scored a good goal. I thought Webby absolutely ran his socks off for 90 plus minutes.
It is, you've got to reflect on those individuals. Look, you've got players in the group that are willing runners, but you've got to have a relationship. And it's got to be a deep relationship to encourage them to run when things are odd. And we've had a lot of tough games this year where we've not done as well as we'd like to have done. And for Webby to still run as hard as he does shows that he's got some really tight-knit relationships here. And there's been a number of clubs that are trying to nick Webby. Mm-hmm. And he's turned his nose up at it. No different to look, Joe Cesar's West this week. Someone's come in for him to jump two levels above and he's not even entertained the conversation. He's seen the approach. Joe's had a conversation. And Sellers West has told them, no, thank you. I'm quite happy where I am. So it shows that football is more than just about money. It's more than just about levels. It's about the relationships you build in order to get the best out of individuals. And you'll see here, people have come watch the game. There's a great turnout today. I believe it was 356.
356.
So fantastic turnout. And they'll see how intense and how much desire we have to coach and drive standards from the sideline. It's not for everybody, but we can afford to be intense. We're in a position where we can call our players out because we've developed deep relationships that allow us to hold them accountable for the standards that they should be at. And when their standards aren't where they should be, we remind them, hey, you, pick it up, liven up, and show us what you're made of. Today's frustrating in terms of what we conceded. We're potentially unfortunate in the goals that we haven't scored today, but that's the story of the season.
Yeah, mate, you are not wrong there. Just finishing up, Dirks, how do we now, you said to me in the pre-match, people are here, you know, you're auditioning for next season, you're auditioning if you do want to go a step higher. How do you approach it now? As we've got Tring on Tuesday and then we're back here again a week today. What is the approach now? Like you say, just going into the last five games of the season, what is the motivation as we move into the back end of the season?
The motivation doesn't change and we take it game by game. We want to win every game. That's not going to change. It's who we are as a management team. It's who we are as people. And we try and breed that into the players. Each and every game is there to be won. And that's what it's going to be from now to the end of the season. Yeah, there's a half an eye on what's going to look like next year. And of course, there'll be conversations as we approach sort of the end of the season come May. You know, clubs will start fishing around for players. You know, management teams will start fishing around or clubs will start looking for new management teams. You know, those conversations naturally happen. But what it's got to be, and we always tell the players, it's got to be what's right for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, it can't be, I'm just going to jump a level and play football, or I'm going to get utilised wrong because someone doesn't really know me and they play me in the wrong position. it's really important that you build a nucleus of a side, and the additions that within that nucleus have got to be right. We've probably not got that recipe right this year. You know, say it again, we've been let down through injuries and issues that we can't control, and it's, you know, created quite an adverse season. But embrace the adversity. It's great learning for us as coaches. It's great learning for players within the game on how it needs to look and how to, you know, survive challenge.
Yeah, well, Dirks, as always, mate, I appreciate your time, mate. Not an easy day at the office, mate, but five games to go. And make sure you go and win the darts tournament now, mate.
Oh, we'll see how the darts go. I've got to say congratulations to Aidan Kavanagh. Got himself a little run out this afternoon. That'd be a debut for him. Look, young lad that, funny enough, I had as a schoolboy.
So you've given him his debut twice?
Potentially two debuts out of me. Yeah. But there's a reason for that. When he trained in training, he was aggressive. He covered the ground really well. He was cute when he got in finishing areas. Mm. And the boys are having him. It's not like it's a throwaway piece. There you go, Aidan, have a run around. The lads are having him. Mm. You know, you look at him in the finishing bit prior to the game today, he's stuck all three in the fast post without care in the world.
Yep.
So it's really important he's got that opportunity today. And, you know, unfortunately, it's another loss for Dunstable Town. You know, we'll worry about that for all of, well, the players will worry about that for all of 5 minutes.
You'll be stressing about that whole night.
I'll be stressing over that for a few days. I'll probably watch the VO back and stress a little bit more.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
We've got to start quick because Tuesday comes.
Tring.
And that's going to be another tough game.
Yes, mate. Well, Doug, like I said, mate, as always, thanks for your time, mate. Very gracious to all your time today, mate.
And Pleasure is mine. Catch
you Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Talk of the Town podcast. I've been your host, Andy Burrows. Till next time, everybody, up the mighty Blues.